Everybody quiet now here at Fenway Park after they gave him a standing ovation of 2 minutes, knowing that this is probably his last time at bat. One out, nobody on, last of the eighth inning. Jack Fisher into his windup. Here's the pitch. Williams swings, and there's a long drive to deep right. That ball is going, and it is gone. A home run for Ted Williams in his last time at bat in the major league.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, August 30th, 2018. Today is the 100th anniversary of the birth of American baseball legend Ted Williams, born in San Diego, California in 1918. He played his entire 19-year Major League Baseball career as a left fielder for the Boston Red Sox from 1939 to 1960, interrupted only by service time during World War II and the Korean War. Nicknamed the Kid, the Splendid Splinter, Teddy Ballgame, the Thumper, and the greatest hitter who ever lived, Williams is regarded as one of the most superior players in baseball history, despite being a below-average defensive left fielder. Williams was a 19-time All-Star, a 2-time recipient of the American League Most Valuable Player Award, a 6-time American League Batting Champion, and a 2-time Triple Crown winner. He finished his playing career with a .344 batting average, 521 home runs, and a .482 on-base percentage, the highest of all time. His career batting average is the highest of any major league player whose career was played primarily in the live ball era. Ted Williams played baseball throughout his youth. Joining the Red Sox in 1939, he immediately emerged as one of the sport's best hitters. In 1941, he posted a .406 batting average, making him the last major league player to bat over .400 in a season. He won his first Triple Crown in 1942. Upon returning to Major League Baseball in 1946 following World War II, he won his first MVP award and played in his only World Series. In 1947, he won his second Triple Crown. In 1957 and 1958, at the ages of 39 and 40, he was the American League batting champion for the fifth and sixth time. He retired from playing in 1960, hitting a home run in his final at-bat in Fenway Park. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1966 in his first year of eligibility. After his retirement, he managed the Washington Senators' Texas Rangers from 1969 to 1972, and in 1969, as part of baseball's centennial celebration, he was named Hitter of the Century. In 1991, President George H.W. Bush presented Williams with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award bestowed by the United States government. He was selected for the Major League Baseball All-Time Team in 1997 and the Major League Baseball All-Century Team in 1999. A quotation from his book, My Turn at Bat, says it all. A man has to have goals for a day, for a lifetime. And that was mine, to have people say, there goes Ted Williams, the greatest hitter who ever lived. And that he certainly did. Ted Williams died in Citrus County Memorial Hospital in Inverness, Florida, on July 5, 2002. He was 83 years old. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 30th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.